Chapter 22 Concerning the City of Cambaluc and its great traffic and population. You must know that the city of Cambaluc hath such a multitude of houses, and such a vast population, inside the walls and outside, that it seems quite past all possibility. There is a suburb outside each of the gates, which are 12 in number, and these suburbs are so great that they contain more people than the city itself, for the suburb of one gate spreads in width till it meets the suburb of the next, whilst they extend in length some 3 or 4 miles. In those suburbs lodge the foreign merchants and travellers, of whom there are always great numbers who have come to bring presents to the emperor, or to sell articles at court, or because the city affords so good a mart to attract traders. There are in each of the suburbs, to a distance of 1 mile from the city, numerous fine hostelries, for the lodgment of merchants from different parts of the world, and a special hostelry is assigned to each description of people, as if we should say there is one for the Lombards, another for the Germans, and a third for the Frenchmen. And thus there are as many good houses outside of the city as inside, without counting those that belong to the great lords and barons, which are very numerous. You must know that it is forbidden to bury any dead body inside the city. If the body be that of an idolater, it is carried out beyond the city and suburbs to a remote place assigned for the purpose to be burnt. And if it be of one belonging to a religion, the custom of which is to bury, such as the Christian, the Saracen, or what not, it is also carried out beyond the suburbs to a distant place assigned for the purpose. And thus the city is preserved in a better and more healthy state. Moreover, no public woman resides inside the city, but all such abide outside in the suburbs. And 'tis wonderful what a vast number of these there are for the foreigners. It is a certain fact that there are more than 20,000 of them living by prostitution. And that so many can live in this way will show you how vast is the population. Guards patrol the city every night in parties of 30 or 40, looking out for any persons who may be abroad at unseasonable hours, that is, after the great bell hath stricken thrice. If they find any such person, he is immediately taken to prison, and examined next morning by the proper officers. If these find him guilty of any misdemeanour, they order him a proportionate beating with a stick. Under this punishment people sometimes die, but they adopt it in order to eschew bloodshed, for their Baksis say that it is an evil thing to shed man's blood. To this city also are brought articles of greater cost and rarity, and in greater abundance of all kinds than to any other city in the world. For people of every description and from every region bring things, including all the costly wares of India, as well as the fine and precious goods of Cathay itself with its provinces, some for the sovereign, some for the court, some for the city which is so great, some for the crowds of barons and knights, some for the great hosts of the emperor which are quartered round about. And thus between court and city the quantity brought in is endless. As a sample, I tell you, no day in the year passes that there do not enter the city 1,000 cartloads of silk alone, from which are made quantities of cloth of silk and gold and of other goods. And this is not to be wondered at, for in all the countries round about there is no flax, so that everything has to be made of silk. It is true, indeed, that in some parts of the country there is cotton and hemp, but not sufficient for their wants. This, however, is not of much consequence, because silk is so abundant and cheap, and is a more valuable substance than either flax or cotton. Round about this great city of Cambaluc there are some 200 other cities at various distances, from which traders come to sell their goods and buy others for their lords, and all find means to make their sales and purchases, so that the traffic of the city is passing great. End of section 38.